Or you don't even have to come into a store. Just apply online for free at don'tbebroke.com. Dollar Loan Center's got you covered today with our new instant funding.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Certain limitations may apply. Loan Center to approval.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. And I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's REPAIRSMITH.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's see if we can squeeze in a call. In fact, let's go to Pete. Pete, you're up and you're on Live and Local. I'm glad you called. Hi.
Hey, Kevin. How's it going?
Going good, man. What's up? I got about a minute for you.
All right. Okay. So I just wanted to talk to you about the fuel prices. I know that you've been talking about it on and off. The president right now could do what Donald Trump did in regards to the pharmaceutical companies, basically give them protection from lawsuits and activist judges and other parasites, get rid of a lot of regulations, and Biden could do the same thing with the oil companies and order them to increase production and drilling. He could literally do that tomorrow, and that would have an almost immediate response, because the futures markets would then change their predictions and the prices would go down dramatically over the next 30 days. Biden could literally do that tomorrow.
Can I tell you, Pete, I had not heard that anywhere. God, they ought to be paying you $300,000 a year to be on Fox or CNN. No, that's a great idea. And the same way that we mobilize the medical industry to make more PPP or whatever, N95
exactly.
Masks, things like that. We could do that for gasoline, but we're not.
That's right. The oil companies, if we give the oil companies cover when it comes to parasite judges and parasite lawyers and knock aside some of the regulations like they did with the pharmaceutical companies to get the vaccine, they could do the exact same thing with the oil companies. Biden could declare a state of emergency because of the situation, and he could lower the futures market, would react immediately to that, and prices would go down dramatically over the next 30 days.
Pete, I love that idea. Thanks for the call. And don't be so scarce, man. You come up with ideas like that, I want to hear about them. Coming up, more. Oh, one of the things we're going to talk about are falling poll numbers for the president. They're going lower and lower and lower. Also, I want to find out what you think the Academy of Arts and Sciences should do to Will Smith. Should they take the Oscar away? Or is there some other punishment that would be, or should he just apologize and we should all let it go? But I mean, that was a major faux pas. That was a major mistaken judgment. I mean, I like the way both Nigel Innes and Victor Jakes had it. You know, that this was a horrible, horrible thing. And what are we supposed to tell our kids? What was that, Mommy, Daddy? What was that that we just saw on TV where the guy goes up and comes out of the audience and slaps another guy? And the issue of black-on-black crime. That can't be good. I mean, I'm sorry, but it can't be. We'll talk about that more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, 131, as we check out our traffic cams, the first thing you're going to notice is the blowing dust and sand in the background of all our cameras. And do expect some gusty winds this afternoon and blowing debris on area freeways. Moderate flows as we speak right now on the Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley, eastbound 215 at the 15 interchange right there before you merge on to Interstate 15. Do expect those delays to continue all the way through 2022 into December. Downtown on Interstate 515, that bridge reconstruction project both ways between Main Street and Eastern Avenue.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders continue to tweak their roster over the weekend as they sign offensive lineman Jermaine Elmenor as he remains with the team. He's an interesting case because he's somebody who has been a Raider but also has experience with head coach Josh McDaniels, having spent time with the Patriots in 2019 and also 2020. Vegas Golden Knights hockey playing better. They've won two in a row, four of their last six. They're going to get a few days off. They don't play again until Wednesday when they are set to match up against Seattle on the road. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Everyone has a style, and Macy's is here to help you own yours. Get an extra 30% off the best brands and top designers with your coupon or Macy's card. Plus 15% off spring's go-to beauty, skincare, and fragrances. And Macy's Star Rewards members can earn on every purchase, except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Any supplier can drop a box outside your door. But if you want a partner who delivers great customer service too, rely on Cintas. Your dedicated service reps can deliver what you need to help your business run smoothly. From essential cleaning products to hygienically cleaned apparel, fire protection services to first aid and safety supplies. That service you can't get from a box.
Oh, I'm ready!
Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is a basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And- And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by our friends at Inspire Solar Solutions. Check them out. Thad Alger and his entire crew are very, very professional, and they'll save you money. Find out how you can immediately save 10 to 20% on your power bill. Federal tax incentives are in place for a limited time, and you can save 26% plus no out-of-pocket costs to install your solar. Call my buddy Thad Alger. Will you do it right now, please? 702-518-9646. That number again, 702-518-9646. We're going to open up our phone lines here in just a couple of minutes. And I want to find out from you what the Academy of Arts and Sciences should do. They're kind of between a rock and a hard place. The horse is out of the barn, so to speak. The actions of Will Smith were reprehensible. But what should happen to him? Should they take the Oscar away? Or should they kick him out? And just he's not going to be eligible for life? That's a pretty serious thing that happened last night. At a time when we're trying to fight black-on-black crime all across America, we've got two A-list celebrities fighting in prime time. It makes no sense at all. I'm going to open up our phone lines now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I want to find out from you what you think should happen to Will Smith. Should they take the Oscar away? Should they demand an apology? There's been no apology so far. In fact, he was spotted dancing to music at the, believe it or not, at the post-event party. The Vanity Fair party. Yeah. And he was dancing with his Oscar. His best actor. Yeah. My question is, what if he drops it and breaks it? Anybody? I don't know what happens. Can you get a backup? I don't know. Anyway, we'll get to your calls coming up in just a couple minutes, and we'll find out what is on your mind. Also, the polling numbers for the president keep going down and down and down and down. They are cratering. And even Chuck Todd took a look yesterday at NBC polling numbers that are horrible. Absolutely horrible. This was Chuck Todd yesterday on Meet the Press.
We do have a new NBC News poll on Ukraine, the economy here at home, and President Biden and a lot more. And let's start with Ukraine. By a fairly large 71 to 28% margin, Americans say they do not have a lot of confidence in President Biden's ability to respond to this war. 57% say we are already at war with Russia or will be within a year, a very pessimistic view. 34% disagree. What's more, 68% would prefer Mr. Biden make the economy his top priority, compared with just 29% who want him to focus on ending this war. Overall, President Biden's job approval stands at just 40%, with 55% disapproving. This is his worst showing yet in our poll since he became president.
Well, it keeps getting worse and worse and worse. And by the way, can anybody say that prices at the grocery store in your favorite restaurant are coming down anytime soon? It doesn't look that way. It does not look that way. Stay where you are. We're going to get into this in-depth coming up in our next segment. Also, your thoughts on what happened to Will Smith. And by the way, if you're a first-time caller, let Gentleman Jim know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it to me. I will blab it to everybody. We'll get to that. Your phone calls all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Unlike other health concerns, mental illness is not always easy to see. Depression won't show up on an eye chart, and you can't measure it on your bathroom scale. Sorting out a mental health concern is not something to attempt on your own. You won't find a bipolar disorder by looking at a thermometer. Like many other health conditions, help for mental illness takes professional diagnosis and treatment. Anxiety won't just go away under a stick-on bandage. So the sooner you seek treatment, the better. If you or a loved one has a mental health concern, don't go it alone. Find out what to do. For 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Learn more at samhsa.gov/support. That's samhsa.gov/support.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So you heard the bad polling data, and this is from a friendly. 40% versus 55%. 40% approval, 55% disapproval. Simply put, Biden is in trouble. His administration is in trouble. And all the while, they keep pawning this off on Putin and the war in Ukraine. Greg Murphy is a congressman from North Carolina. He was on Newsmax over the weekend. And what he said, I think, is the reason for all of these bad polling numbers that are coming in. And it doesn't matter. Democrat pollsters, Republican pollsters, people in between, Rasmussen, they all have the same message. This president has an albatross around his neck. It's called shortages. It's called inflation. And it's tied to Biden, not the war in Ukraine. This is Greg Murphy over the weekend on Newsmax.
Yes, we did talk about food shortages. And it's going to be real. The price of these sanctions is not just imposed upon Russia. It's imposed upon an awful lot of countries as well, including European countries and our country as well.
And again, Congressman, I'm sure most Americans feel like we do. They're willing to sacrifice something here. But isn't a certain amount of the pain we're feeling directly a result of Joe Biden's policies?
Well, John, I'll take it back. And I hate to say this because I want to support American efforts on behalf of the Ukrainian people, because what is happening is a tragedy. I'll take this back. The war in Ukraine started in Afghanistan, because the United States is the leader of the free world. The free world looks up to us to be a source of strength, a source of strength for peace, against dictatorship, against evil. And sadly enough, we demonstrated in Afghanistan, at least this president did, that his administration is weak. It's rather political rather than doing the just thing. We did not do the just thing to the Afghanistan people. And I think our weakness then in Afghanistan emboldened Putin to then begin his plans, probably, that he had had for many years to continue the to try to have the re-extension of the Soviet Union. So I applaud what we're trying to do as a country right now to help the people in Ukraine. But we're doing far too little, far too late. And we could have done things, in my opinion, that could have preempted this entire sad conflict.
And Congressman, it's really reflected in some of the recent poll numbers as well. 48% of Americans do blame President Biden and the Democrats for our historic inflation we are feeling. This is according to the latest polling from Signal. And, you know, Biden has continued to sort of blame Putin for some of the issues here. But overall, his approval is not improving either as a wartime president. We're not seeing any rally around the flag bump. Do you think these numbers could go even lower as this war continues?
Well, let's, we try to be factual about things. Let's look at when really the inflationary pressures started in the United States. They started as soon as he came in office. He shut off American oil and energy independence on day one with his policy. So, yes, there have been inflationary pressures that have increased since the Ukrainian war. But look, let's step back and look at the real causes. You know, what he's done at the border, what he's done, what he and his party do in American cities with crime and those type of things, and the fact that they killed American energy independence and went now to the tune, I believe we've increased since his presidency, we've increased the import of Russian oil over 30%. So let us remember that not only is Russian oil more expensive, it's also 40% dirtier. Now, fortunately, despite his initial attempts to carve out energy in these sanctions, we actually, as Congress, put them back in against the sanctions against Russian oil. But sadly enough, he's turning to Iran, who has sworn death to this country, to try to make up that deficit in American energy production. And again, if for our environmentalist friends, that's 40% dirtier. Why are we not turning inward to American energy independence when we can do it at our home? And we could actually turn back into that exporter that we used to be.
That's Greg Murphy, congressman from North Carolina. He was on Newsmax over the weekend, and he's right. He is absolutely right. The other thing that is out there, and nobody seems to want to talk about it, is we've got a war going on half a world away. And it's a little sad, really, when you think about it. There are people, men, women, and children, losing their lives, mostly women and children, because that's all that's left behind. Oksana Markarova, the Ukraine ambassador to the U.S., and you know, everybody and their brother now is trying to walk this thing back except the president. When the president said, this Putin cannot remain in power. He didn't say, I favor regime change, but he said the equivalent. Let's go to cut two real quick. Oksana Markarova, the Ukraine ambassador to the U.S., and her reaction to the Biden comments on Putin remaining in power. Cut two, go.
Well, you know, we heard President Biden loud and clear that U.S. is and will be with Ukraine in this fight. Mm-hmm. We clearly understand in Ukraine that anyone who's a war criminal, who attacked neighboring country, who's doing all these atrocities together with all the Russians that are involved, definitely cannot stay in power in a civilized world.
Right.
Now, it's all up to, for all of us to stop Putin while it's still local in Ukraine, because this war is not only about Ukraine. And this brutal aggression that is going on for 33 days now in every city of Ukraine, and especially in cities like Mariupol,
yeah,
and north of Kyiv and Kharkiv and others, it's the brutal genocide attempt to eliminate or exterminate Ukrainian nation, but also attack on democracy, attack on anyone who wants to live peacefully in their own country.
It really is sad. A little bit later on in the program, we'll get to what it is Ukraine is now asking of us. One of the things that I think has become evident is that as far as the Biden administration, our rhetoric far exceeds our actions. Now, I know we've done sanctions, and that's wonderful, but it's not stopping the bombing. It's not, I said, and then later I heard Lindsey Graham say it, senator from South Carolina, that what we need is something like an Iron Dome. That's what I was talking about a month ago. When this thing first started, I said, why don't we get something like the Iron Dome that they have in Israel? Rockets, missiles, try and intersect with the airspace of Israel, and the Israelis shoot them down. Very few of these rockets or these missiles end up finding a target, because they've got the technology that we gave them, by the way. We gave them. And unfortunately, we're not doing that for the folks in Ukraine. I don't know why we haven't explored that. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I got to get a break in. We got news coming up. And don't forget, coming up at the top of the hour, Joey Gilbert, attorney in Reno and a Republican candidate for governor. And he, by the way, he's in the top three now. Latest polling. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Bentley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Bentley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery, and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage to fight your addiction to opioids. We can help. This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department.